Proclamation number 7875, dated the April 19, 1961. Renewed banishment is the reason for the unusual revelations. I am revealing myself in an unusual way before the end to you humans by conveying knowledge to you from which you should draw the consequences, knowledge which so far had been withheld from you because it was of no significance for your salvation of soul, because you still had time to change your character and were also still able to achieve this in the beyond, although under far more difficult conditions. But it was still possible for you to be redeemed, for as long the time you were granted for releasing yourselves from the form had not yet run out. This time, however, is drawing to an end, and that means either your return to me or the renewed path through the creations of Earth. But the knowledge about the latter has been withheld from you until now, for it would only have induced you to spend your earthly life under a certain amount of duress, which Roman I, however, will not use for the sake of your perfection. But now it concerns the human being's last free decision, it concerns the soul's salvation or its renewed banishment. Because after the end of this earth, higher development in the spiritual kingdom will become impossible for a long time to come, since the gates of this kingdom will remain closed until the new earth has again entered the state in which immature people will depart once more from this earth, in which case my merciful love will also want to help them attain maturity in the beyond again. Yet before this period of salvation comes to an end, I will still make use of all means in order to save you from the awful fate of a renewed banishment. And therefore I inform you humans of the path you have already traveled before you reached your embodiment as a human being on Earth. And my revelations are so unusual because most people are lacking this knowledge. But since the fate of a renewed banishment is only now becoming the imminent disaster, since until now the opportunity still existed to mature in the kingdom of the beyond if it was neglected on Earth, it was not necessary for people to know about the prior long process of development before, although occasionally I was able to address people directly and so introduce them to this knowledge. However, now the time has come when people are in utmost danger, but when it is still possible for them to avoid this danger if they have the serious will to endeavor towards a change. And the knowledge about the process of development, of a repeated banishment in matter, is intended to motivate them into this change of will. This is why I reveal myself in an unusual way. This is why I convey a knowledge to Earth which can have tremendously beneficial results for people by just paying attention to it, by allowing my words to take effect on them, think about them and then also live their life accordingly. But there are only a few who believe what is conveyed to them by extraordinary means. And I cannot compel faith. Therefore I cannot reveal myself by any other means but through a human mouth either, for an enforced faith is worthless and will not result in the soul's progress. But the fact that I myself reveal my plan of salvation to you is a significant light which you humans are still being granted. If you want to live in this light, you will definitely take the right path. For although I speak through a human mouth, it is nevertheless the evidence of my love. If I send my word directly to Earth, it is the evidence of my presence. In other words, you can call it an extraordinary gift of grace if you are taught about things which are inaccessible to a person's intellectual knowledge, which therefore cannot be explained to you by other people if I myself do not work extraordinarily in this person too. Therefore pay attention to my unusual revelations, don't discard them as human work, but believe that it is only my love which wants to reveal itself to you, because I would like to save you before the end, because I want to spare you the fate of a renewed banishment which, however, is inevitable, if you do not believe. Amen.